Sprinkling or flooding? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Sprinkling or flooding? How do you live your life? Are you a sprinkler or are you a flutter? Some people go around like pixie dust, sharing love and peace and happiness everywhere, and just sort of leaving it there and going on their way and being happy somewhere else. And other people, they stay until they drown the cat. They keep flooding and flooding and flooding with their ideas every conversation they get into. The difference between sprinkling and flooding is sprinkling makes a delightful experience. Flooding makes you feel like you're drowning. When you water the grass, which has roots that go down beneath the surface maybe 2 or 3 inches, and you water the grass more than that, the water just soaks on down and then goes on down into the subsoil and is of no value whatsoever. So if you water the grass for 5 or 10 minutes here and there, covering a whole large pot, and then go on to another, and do that once or twice a day, you do a lot more than if you flood. Mm-hmm. People who like to flood are people who are lazy. They turn it on and then they forget it. They're talking about life and love, and then I enjoy people who go around saying, you know, you have an interesting belief. So you're a Catholic, huh? And you're a Protestant, and you're an Islam, and you're a Buddhist, and you're a Hindu, and you're a Jew, and you're all these things, you know. If I forgot anybody, that's too bad. But you're these things. Well, let me tell you about my metaphysical belief. My metaphysical belief is this, and my metaphysical belief is that, and my metaphysical belief are all these things here, and these are the only true things that there are, and anything else is just sort of nonsense, and you really don't want to pay much attention to it. Well, within about 2 or 3 seconds, maybe not that long, our guests who are sharing with us disappear. They have to go to the bathroom, they have to go home, they have to do whatever they have to do, but they have to leave us, because they're not interested in hearing about our belief. And who is interested in hearing about another person's belief? Now, if I say to you, what is your belief? Tell me your belief. Tell me what you believe. You say, oh, well, I don't know how to express how I believe. Or, if I am an intelligent person, and I presume that everyone who is in my world is an intelligent person, if I am an intelligent person, and I am talking to you, and I find out that you are an Islam, I say to you, you know, you have one of the strongest, most powerful beliefs in the world. Oh, you're not fighting me? Yeah, I just thought you were a Christian. I thought you were... No. You, as an Islam, have one of the most powerful faiths in the world. Well, how's that? They want to know about their own teaching, because they're not used to standing up for it. They're just used to standing up. And we all do that. We say, I'm a Christian. And you ask, what does that mean? They have no idea. So, when you begin telling other people what their faith means, you and they become the best of friends, the dearest buddies, lifelong pals. Now, do you have to really know what they teach? Well, yes and no. Every philosophy, every religion on the face of the earth teaches humanity. Every philosophy on the face of the earth teaches a love for your neighbor and yourself. Every philosophy on the face of the earth teaches to follow the rules, whatever the principles are, Every philosophy on the face of the earth teaches honesty. It may be honesty from their point of view, but it's honesty. Every philosophy on the face of the earth teaches love of parents, love of your elders, love of the wise ones. Now, that's enough. And I could go on for 12 hours, but that's enough. Those are just some fundamental basic things. So if you say, well, the Islamic philosophy teach love of parents, love of mother and father, respect of what your elders have to say. And they say, yes, that's true. And that is one of the most noble and wonderful things that anyone could ever do. And that is a beautiful philosophy. The Hindus who practice love of their parents are doing what you're doing. I wonder, did they get it from you or did you get it from them, you know? And when it comes down to it, it comes down to the simple thing, they all got it. They all got it because it is human nature. Divine nature goes a step further, but it's a human nature. So if you're going to talk human nature to any person who is a different philosophy, you can talk human nature and it will fit their teaching just as well as it fits your own. And you don't have to say, what do you believe? You know, what does an Islam believe? What does an Islam believe? Well, we believe in... Well, no, no. You believe in love for your parents. You believe in love of family, and go on like that. Well, now, these are the dictums of the United States of America. Apple pie, mother, you know, God, whatever rotation. God, apple pie, and mother, or God, mother, and apple pie. And the Hindus do the same thing. They have God, and they have mother, and they have some special food that is very significant to their culture. Now, we won't talk about the foods significant to the culture, because that'll get us off on another track. But basically, God and mother. Well, stay away from God, because how other people interpret God is interesting, but they all interpret mother the same. They all interpret mother exactly the same, with love, with respect, with honor. And when you talk with anyone on the face of this earth, if you will sprinkle them with your understanding of their philosophy, you will have made a friend for life. Now, you don't have to talk about areas of their philosophy that you don't know about, because probably they don't know about it either. Because it's really not unusual that people don't know their own philosophy. It's just the way it is. And it's not that they're ignorant or not that they're not devout. It's just that living that aspect of their philosophy is nothing they can do about it. God is. You know, and how do you live God? Well, everybody gives up on that because God is all good and all wonderful and so forth. And it's kind of hard to follow the role model of God. So you follow the role model of what?
Yourself.
Of mother. You follow the role model of mother. You follow the role model of father. You follow the role model of brother and sister. You follow the role model of teacher. Teachers are always respected everywhere you go. They may not teach what you want to learn, but they're respected because they're teachers. Because they are doing their thing, teaching their thing in their way. And if you want to change a country and change your philosophy, get to their teachers. Do one thing. If you want to change the Japanese nation into a nation of Americans, so to speak, with the American philosophy, the American teaching, have their teachers all go to school in the United States. And all these Japanese teachers who have gone to the United States to go to school, they have gotten a sprinkling of philosophy. They're not said Japanese is terrible and American is good. You know, there's no discussion. This is knowledge. We're learning Greek and French and Latin, we're learning science, we're learning physics, we're learning geometry, we're learning mathematics, we're learning these things which have no cultural heritage to it. They may come out of a cultural heritage, but they have none, because they transcend it, they go beyond it. And this sprinkling of all of the wisdom of the world makes us all one. And we all can sit and talk together because we have this sprinkling of understanding. But now, if we are flooded with our Islamic faith or our Christian faith or our Hindu faith or whatever we are, if we're flooded with it, we're not very interesting people. We're very uninteresting people. We are not the kind of people you'd like to associate with. If you go into a field of heavy-duty Buddhists, you know, who are doing their mantras and doing their praying and so forth, you say, wow, this is quite an experience. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing here, you know. Am I standing right, or am I praying right with them? Because I'm invading their field. I'm being flooded by their attitudes and world. And they're not doing it to flood me. They're just doing it to flood themselves. Now, when you take a Japanese Buddhist priest, as I had in the seminary, who lived next door to me, and we oftentimes sat together. In fact, I just ran across his book in my bookshelf the other day, his scrapbook that he gave me. And he would come over and have supper with me. Well, now, he was a married man. He had a wife and children in Japan, in the monastery, in the temple where he lived. And he was sent here by MacArthur to train in the broad scope of philosophy and religion and so forth, not to change his religion, but just to have him here. Who knows, he might have even been a teacher and I didn't even know it. But he came in and we sat and talked for hours. And we ran out of tea, as you can well imagine. We had tea. And I only had so much tea because I was only drinking one or two cups a day. And with him there, we drank 20 cups in one evening, you know. So he says, well, hey, it's okay if we're out of tea. When we ran out of tea in the temple, we would take some juice from a pickle. We'd take a pickle and dip it in the hot water, and then we'd have pickle water. And it was just a little flavor in it, you know. And so we made tea with some hot water. And we called it tea. And we sat there drinking it. But, I mean, he's a man of imagination, of creativity, of philosophy. He loved his wife. He loved his children. He loved his temple. He loved his teaching. And yet he was coming over to be taught or shown what other philosophy is, what the Christian philosophy is, but not that so much as what the Christian world is. And we are a Christian world here in America. And so anyone who comes here is going to find they're running into a lot of that, but we don't go around bending people's ear about it. We are respectful to our mother and father. We are respectful to our children and our wives and our husbands and our family. We are respectful to our educators. We are respectful to our government. We are respectful to other people's religions. See, with a sprinkling of understanding, we are a universally acceptable person. But when we are flooding ourselves and just going in there and saying, well, this is what I believe, this is what I teach, this is what I share. People look at us and they say, get off my back, I'm not really interested. But if you say, well, you know, your mother is a very lovely lady. Oh, yes, so I am. See, and right away we're sharing a mutual thought. And you say, anybody say anything bad against your brother or your sister, you knock their block off, you know. You don't tolerate that. Yeah, that's true, you know. And anybody talk down against your government, you know, you're going to stand up for it and say, even though you'd personally like to see a change, you're going to stand up for your government, however it is. And so this is how we sprinkle the world with who we are. We do not try to change the world. We merely are a beautiful role model by which the world is a reflection, and it's a wonderful reflection. I have fun thinking about these things, sprinkling or flooding. And whenever I leave the water faucet running on outside too long, I think to myself, I'm flooding it and wasting all that water. And it's true. It's just going for nowhere. And that's the same thing when we take our philosophy and we flood people with our philosophy. It's just going for nowhere. But when we live it, and when we talk it, when we relate it to who they are, then our philosophy takes on a new tone. And they say, you know, all Islamic people are not bad. I thought they were terrible. And then I got to know them, and they're pretty nice people. And all Christians, I thought Christians were, you know, just a hang-up. And I talked to these people, and they're really quite lovely. They like their families. They like their world. They like their, they have their human values just like I do. So think on that. Sprinkling or flooding? What kind of a person are you? What are you doing with your world, your life, your philosophy? Sprinkling or flooding? And if you're sprinkling, you're a Johnny Appleseed, and you're leaving seeds everywhere that'll grow. And if you're flooding, you're drowning out people who say, I don't want to hear anything about that philosophy. Have a good day, and know that let's go sprinkling together, because I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Thank you.